good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
oh, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing,
oh, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We walk on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
Mine. She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. That's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hers.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, oh yeah.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
We'll sing it.
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Tunes to cruise by on Cruise and WGCM.
Need to get away. I find a quiet place. Interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, OWA Parks and Resort, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi, and welcome to Keesler Federal Park, where the Biloxi Shuckers tonight transforming into one of their two alternate identities in the Biloxi King Cakes are set to take on the AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves in the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers at 1-6, the Clingstones at 3-3 in game 5 of this 6-game set. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us wherever you're joining us from on your Saturday night, whether it's locally or around the world. Shuckers and Clingstones get set to do battle. Shuckers looking to bounce back after they've dropped each of the last two in tough fashion yesterday. 7 runs for Columbus. They scored 7 of the game's final 8 runs in a 7-2 Shuckers loss. 2 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, and that's kind of been the name of the game for Columbus throughout this series. They've scored a lot of late runs. 20 runs in the series, all of them have been scored in the 5th inning or later. 16 of the 20 against the Shuckers bullpen. Shuckers starting pitching, though, has been very good. Casey Hunt yesterday, 5 strikeouts, 2 runs, and 3 hits allowed over 5 innings. While Brock Wilkin was the star offensively, Wilkin, his second career multi-homer game. First one off the bat at 110, went 413 feet. His second one, 358 feet, both to left. His second career multi-home run game, and both of them coming with Biloxi. The last one came July of 2024 against Chattanooga. This time around, though, a big-time two-home run performance to get off the mark here in 2025. Checkers tonight set to send the lefty Nate Peterson to the hill against the righty Ian Mejia. As the Checkers have also switched around the lineup a little bit, Ramon Rodriguez and Jeremy Vargas both in the lineup. Rodriguez, it's his first appearance since Wednesday. For Vargas, it's his first appearance since the home opener on Tuesday in Biloxi. Checkers, Clingstones coming your way. Top of the hour, 6:05 first pitch. But we'll take a break, come back, and the pregame show rolls on. Today's pregame interview, we're joined by the man himself, Brock Wilkin, after last night. Some really, really interesting stuff from Brock. Not only with the multi-home run game and a little adjustment he made right before first pitch, but also about some intensive eye therapy he went through this offseason to build back up his vision yesterday, the one-year anniversary of him getting hit in the face in Pearl against the M Braves and missing about a month and having to wear a cage on his mask and his helmet for the rest of the season. All comes your way next before first pitch. 6:05 on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Kiesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renault rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
We're rolling on in the Checkers pregame show as the Checkers get set. Saturday night action. Tonight playing is the King Cakes against the Columbus Clingstones, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by star last night's game, two homers. One of them went 413 feet. Might still be traveling. It's Brock Wilkin. Brock, appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Javik. Glad to be back, you know?
I was glad to see you pop two last night. How about that first one? 413, you got your pitch, and you just weren't missing it, were you?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, it was just a little pregame tweak with Kev, our hitting coach, kind of missing a couple pitches here and there that I wasn't missing in spring training. And just a little tweak got me back to where I need to be and to be able to not miss those pitches. So I feel good.
How much confidence did that give you to do a little bit of a tweak pregame and then go out and pop two big-time homers?
Yeah, I think it was huge. You know, I think honestly the first at-bat was a telltale sign of the tweak and how it was made, because I walked on a good pitcher and it started 0-2 and worked it back to 3-2 and then I ended up walking. So, and that was a telltale sign of like, okay, this adjustment is going to work the rest of the way.
How about the walks as well to start the season? Last year, that was a big emphasis in your game. It's been the same thing this year. You lead the Southern League in walks, and it seems like you're laying off borderline pitches that most guys would be swinging at, but you're taking for those balls. How much confidence does that give you at the plate, being able to take those pitches off the outside corner and get those for balls and draw your walks?
Yeah, you know, it's something that a lot of us want to do. It's just a matter of you know, pulling that trigger or not. And, you know, like I said, that adjustment makes me able to do those things where I'm able to lay off it, see the ball just a little bit longer, make my swing decisions a little bit later, so that I'm not chasing those pitches anymore like I was last year and in previous years. So feel good. Just got to keep that rolling and you know, keep it rolling.
What was that little adjustment you made going into yesterday?
It was honestly just a little bit more coil around my back hip. That was about it. It just makes me, in scientific terms, makes me hold the tension in my back hip just a little bit longer. And all that does is just, it makes me able to adjust, so I'm able to hit the off-speed pitch and hit the heater without having to be on one or the other.
Not only giving you a little bit of confidence with the big game last night, but you're also doing it all without wearing a cage. Thankfully, you're all healed up. Your eye socket's all good to go. How excited were you going into this year to not have to wear a cage every single day?
So I started that in the, I went to the Fall League last fall, and I started it there. Some of the timidness was still there. But now I think a lot of that's worn off, especially in spring training. You were there for a little bit. I kind of got wore out with some hit by pitches. So, you know, that kind of fear is gone. And I think the biggest part of it, man, is yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the hit by pitch that broke my face. So to be able to go out there and on the 1 year anniversary, be able to you know, have the game like I did, meant a lot to me. And that was kind of like the final chapter to that book, where I could finally just close it and kind of move on.
What was the biggest thing coming back? Was it vision wise or mental wise that was the biggest hurdle?
It was both. It was both. You know, my vision wasn't great. And I think you add the mental approach to that, you know, it's just a blender for a disaster, you know.
We talked about it a bit in spring. You did a couple of different things to get your vision back to where it was. What went into some vision therapy this offseason to get everything working right?
Yeah, I did a bunch of research in the offseason to kind of find out the place and what I needed to do. And I found this place about an hour from my house. Shout out Willsby Vision Center. I mean, they did it right. They do it right. I found out that my eyes were working at 50th percentile of depth perception. My left eye muscle was not holding my left eye in place for it to be able to focus on objects. And my peripheral was a little bit damaged. So you add that on top of the mental side of coming back from a hit by pitch. It was just a cake of disaster, basically. And doing a bunch of rehab in the off season, I went every day from December 9th until February 7th, and I got to Arizona on February 8th. So being able to go there every day and just hammer that out every single day made my vision so much better and got me back to where I'm able to do what I do now.
How do you rehab an eye? Because you're rehabbing, say, an arm injury. There's bands, there's stuff you do in the trainer's room, but your eye's a little bit different. What do you do to train that thing up?
Honestly, it was a lot of complex things that if you don't see them in person, someone trying to explain them, you're like, there's no way that's a real thing. But honestly, a lot of it was like, hey, you know, let's get you on some VR. Let's get you on some Xbox, do a bunch of video game depth perception stuff. And it wasn't like video games. It was just on a video game console. But just doing a bunch of depth perception stuff and doing, I mean, countless hours. I was there for 2 hours every single day. And I mean, it was just a blender of so many things. And to be able to mix them all together to be where I am now, to have the visual acuity that I have now, I think is really special.
Well, not only are you coming into the season with your eyes working, but you're coming into the season with your first full season as a dad. I know your kids and wife have been in a number of games to start the year. How cool has it been to experience all of that throughout the offseason and going into this year?
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, I didn't have too much of an offseason with the Fall League, but with the time I did have at home, it was much cherished. You know, because you don't get that a lot in the season. So being able to come home and be done by 1 o'clock every day and just have the rest of the day with my wife and my kid. I mean, it was a huge blessing. You know, it was so cool to have that and see a lot of the moments that I wouldn't otherwise be able to see.
How cool is it to be able to look up in the stands this year and be able to see him and see him cheering you on?
Yeah, it brings a different aspect to the game. You know, there's a lot of aspects that you try to think about during the game, but knowing that he's up there, my wife's up there, knowing that I can just go home to them after a bad game, a great game, and just they'll be there with the love and support no matter what, I think it's huge. You know, just being able to have that in the back of my mind as a reminder, hey, you know, you got something else to play for. It means a lot to me.
Brock, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Clingstones coming your way next.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house,
mortgage,
kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch on a Saturday night. The Biloxi Shuckers against the Columbus Clingstones in game 5 of a 6-game set. The Shuckers at 1-6. The Clingstones are at 3-3. Before we go any farther, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park, Biloxi, Mississippi. Shuckers baseball coming your way in just a couple of moments. Fifth game of a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers at 1-6 tonight. They're playing as the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers are playing as the Biloxi King Cakes against the Columbus Clingstones. The Clingstones are at 3-3. Game time coming your way shortly for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Nate Peterson. It's his second start of the season. First time out, one strikeout, no walks, gave up 4 hits and 1 earned run over 3 innings. He goes up against the righty Ian Mejia, who makes his first start of the season in a relief appearance earlier this week, gave up a run on a hit with 1 strikeout. The 1 hit was a home run. It was a solo shot to Cooper Pratt, his first home run of the regular season here in Biloxi. Shuckers Clingstones coming your way in just a couple of moments. Lineups will be on the other side of this break. This will do it for the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers Clingstones coming your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? delicious, ice cold, and zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mazurowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 310 strikeout performances, and plenty of memories. Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mazurowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Fires the first. Oh, what a play!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
It's gone! It's a walk-off homer! And it's a 5-3 Shuckers winner. Oh, what a turn! It's a double play! Makes the catch by his ankles, and it's 7 shutout innings for Casey Hunt.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Kale on one swing of the bat, ties us in one. He touches home with a 7 RBI night.
Where you can hear the stars of tomorrow.
We are tied in the 8th inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio! Josh hit one with the bases loaded.
Today.
Jackson Churio! First double-A home run!
As the Shuckers chase their first Southern League title.
And for the first time since 2019, the Shuckers are into the Southern League playoffs.
Let's get you out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
We welcome you to the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Keesler Federal Park. The Biloxi Shuckers celebrating over 115 years of Mardi Gras history tonight as they play as the Biloxi King Cakes, fifth game of a six-game set against the Columbus Clingstones. The Shuckers at 1-6, the Clingstones at 3-3. Javik Blake alongside you. We appreciate you joining us wherever you're tuning in from on an absolutely picture-perfect Saturday night here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The weather, 72 degrees and sunny. The wind gently out to right at 5 miles an hour as the Oklahoma native Nate Peterson gets the start. Peterson, 0-1 with an ERA of 3. He's made one start, gave up one run, one unearned run in three innings. No walks and a strikeout. That was last Saturday in Pensacola. He threw 43 pitches, and today he faces a Clingstones team that first four innings of this series, they've scored nothing. The final five innings of every game this series, they've scored some runs. 20 runs total in this series, all of them in the fifth inning or later. And it's a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing. In the leadoff spot, it's Carlos Rodriguez. Cal Connolly bats second. Jason DeLay, the designated hitter, bats third. Adam Zabrowski bats cleanup. And the lineup on the back half is Kate Bunnell, Geraldo Quintero, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., David Fletcher, and Keyshawn Ogans. Carlos Rodriguez digs in from the left side, and the lefty Nate Peterson is set to go on a gorgeous Saturday night. Shuckers and the Clingstones. First pitch, swing and a miss with a fastball, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. We're officially off and running. First pitch time tonight, 6.07 p.m. Central. Again, the weather, 72 degrees and sunny. The 0-1, Rodriguez tips it foul. Adam Rodriguez is mitt to the screen, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2, Rodriguez takes up, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-2. Rodriguez, a left-handed bat, hitting a cool and even 400 to begin the year. Hits in all 6 games to begin the season. The 3-2. Rodriguez takes away, and it's a well-earned 6-pitch walk to begin his night. Brings up the switch hitter, Cal Conley.
Georgetown number 13, Cal Conley.
Cal Conley digs in. He bats from the right side against the lefty Peterson. One on, nobody out, just underway. Top of the first inning. The pitch. Lifted foul, first base side and into the seats. And the count's at no balls and a strike. Conley this year, 259 hitter with a 333 OBP. The lefty Peterson delivers. Conley takes low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. Clingstone's yesterday, 7 runs on 10 hits. Everything came in the 5th inning or later. The 1-1, Conley takes up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Peterson, out of the stretch, delivers. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Peterson throws a little bit of everything. Fastball, cutter, slider, changeup, and a curveball. The pitch misses inside, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks to begin the night for Peterson. Rodriguez to second, Conley to first.
Designated hitter number 66, Vincent Delay.
Ramon Rodriguez quickly out to the mound for a quick chat with Peterson. Seven pitches, 3 strikes, the left-handed arm, 25 years old, 5'10", 205 pounds. Delay, 3-for-18 this year, right-handed bat. Delivered his first home run of the season yesterday out to left. The pitch, Delay takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. It was a lengthy meeting by catcher Ramon Rodriguez out to the mound. It took so long, in fact, that the home plate umpire, Tyler Hovick, had to run out, break things up, and good opportunity just to calm down the lefty. The 0-1 misses up and away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, and nobody out. Two on in the top of the first inning. Peterson deals, and it misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Peterson last year Spent the entire season with the Shuckers, an ERA just above four, 27 appearances, 15 starts. Started off the season as a full-time starter, and then in the back half of the year, sort of split time down the middle between the bullpen and the rotation. The pitch, that one back. And the count's even at 2-2. He led the Shuckers last year in innings at 92 2/3. Shuckers last year went through a number of different pitchers. You look at who they started the year with and who they ended the year with. There was basically a whole new team on the pitching side. Last year, the Shuckers and their starting rotation, Nate Peterson was the only one who lasted the entire season with the Shuckers. And he was one of only a couple that ended the season still in the organization. Peterson's 2-2. Delay fouls it off at the plate, and the count stays at 2-2. Delay steps out of the right-handed box for a moment, now steps back in. Last year, the Shuckers, to start off their season, their starting rotation included guys like T.J. Shook and Bradley Blaylock, both of which were traded away. The 2-2. Chop third base side, Wilkin snags it in foul territory. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. The pitch to Delay, fouled back, and again, he stays alive. But Bradley Blaylock traded midseason last year to the Rockies, along with Junior Herrera, in a deal that saw the Brewers acquire Nick Mears from the Rockies, who's been quite a good addition to the bullpen. Meanwhile, T.J. Shook was traded to the Mets for Tyler J. The 2-2. Delay chops it third base side. Couple of hops to Wilkin. He snags it, taps third. The throw to first on a hop is in time. And what a nice double play turn by the Shuckers. Wilkin goes across the diamond. And a great job by Adams to kind of stumble off the back of the bag. It was able to avoid Delay, the base runner. And now two away. Two out. And a runner on second. The Shuckers get another double play in the early innings throughout this series. Peterson checks around towards second. And Conley's back in time. No throw on the play. Shuckers yesterday and Thursday, both days, three straight games in a row, they've used a double play in the first inning to take care of a couple leadoff base runners getting on. The pitch home. Fouled back to the very top of the screen. And it counts at no balls and a strike to the Randy Zabrowski. Zabrowski, 1-11 on the season. Two walks and five strikeouts. Shuckers and Queenstones are scoreless in the top of the first inning. Peterson delivers. Zabrowski takes inside, and the count evens 1-1. And that brings out Ramon Rodriguez to the hill for the second time this inning. Ramon Rodriguez back to the plate. We met the corner infielders. By the way, Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Ethan Murray is at second. Peterson, the 1-1. Misses low. Rodriguez blocks it up. The count goes to two balls and a strike. Peterson, 22 pitches. Just 10 of them have been strikes. Peterson delivers. Zabrowski takes low in it, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The pitch misses inside, and it's ball four. Third walk of the inning, and now runners on first and second with two away.
First baseman, number 24, Dave Bunnell.
The pitch. The lefty Cade Bunnell takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Bunnell takes a strike on the inner half, and it's 1-1. That one at 92 with a fastball. Bunnell 2-for-6 this year with two walks. Zabrowski's at first. Conley's at second. Peterson trying to navigate through a lot of traffic here in the top of the first. Now the pitch is a called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2. Bunnell takes away a sweeper that drifts off the outside corner. And it counts at two balls and two strikes. Two outs, top of the first inning. We're scoreless between the Clingstones and the Shuckers. Now the pitch. Another sweeper. Again, it misses up. And it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Conley at second, Zabrowski at first. They'll both be off with the pitch. Peterson delivers. Runners go, and it's dribbled foul at the plate. They'll do it again. Payoff pitch, runners go, and it's fouled back again, out of play, and off the top of the press box. That count stays full. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 3-2, runners go again, and it misses up. Great job by Rodriguez. He pops out of the crouch and snags it. He's able to keep it in front, prevent any further movement. It's the fourth walk of the inning. Bunnell to first, Zabrowski to second, Conley to third. And the bases are now loaded for Geraldo Quintero. And the Shuckers get Chase Costello up and warm in the bullpen. 32 pitches this inning for Nate Peterson, 14 strikes, 18 out of the zone. And the switch hitter Quintero is in from the right side. The pitch, Quintero takes up, and it's 1-0. The 1-0, Quintero takes up, and it's 2-0. Quintero, 2-for-18 on the year, 4 runs driven in and 2 walks. Bases are loaded full of Clingstones on a Saturday night. Conley at third, Zabrowski at second, Bunnell's at first. The 2-0. Lifted deep down the left field line. Vargas is back on it at the warning track. Runs out of room, looks up, and it's gone. It's the second grand slam of the week for the Clingstones. This time, it's Geraldo Quintero who does it. And it's 4-0 Columbus in the top of the first. Quintero touches home. His first home run of the year, up to 8 runs driven in. That went off the bat at 103, and it goes 373 feet. Quintero entered today 0 for his last 11, hitless in 3 straight, and all of a sudden that's turned around quickly. 4-0 Kingstones on one swing. Now the pitch to the righty Kilpatrick, and he misses up. If you're just joining us, Kingstones have taken advantage here early. 4 walks in the inning, a double play, and a grand slam has made it 4-0. The pitch popped up out to short left center. Brown charges out. Lara, the center fielder, in on it, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. 4 runs, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through a half inning, and the Kingstones lead it 4-0. Shuckers coming to bat against Ian Mejia when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in on almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning, and the Shuckers find themselves in an early hole. 4-0 Kingstones, a grand slam in the top of the first for Geraldo Quintero. And it's 4-0. Ian Mejia gets the start for Columbus. He makes his second appearance of the season. It's his first relief with appearance. Made his first appearance of the year back on Tuesday in the Shuckers home opener. Gave up a home run to Cooper Pratt. Struck out 1. Gave up, oh no, that homer was the only hit he gave up in an inning of work. Moretti stands in on the hill, and he faces a Shuckers lineup that sees Eric Brown Jr. in the leadoff spot for the second consecutive night. Luis Lora bats second, and Cooper Pratt bats third. The pitch to Brown, and it's a called strike 1. Brown's hitting .222 this year and has hits in 6 consecutive games entering today. The 0-1 from Mejia. Popped up. Out to short right. Fletcher, the second baseman, out, calls off everybody, and he makes the catch. 1 away, and it's time to meet the defensive alignment for the Kingstones. Cade Bunnell's at first. Cal Conley is at short. We've met David Fletcher already at second. Keyshawn Ogans is at third. Adam Zabrowski is behind the plate in the outfield from right to left. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. is in right. Carlos Rodriguez is in center. And Geraldo Quintero is in left. The pitch misses away for the switch hitter, Laura, who bats from the left side. The count's at 1-0. The 1-0. Lara takes a strike on the outer half. Count evens 1-1. Lara hitting .148 on the year, .258 OBP. The pitch chopped right side of the infield. Fletcher to his left, spears it, spins, fires to first. Bunnell didn't see it coming, but at the last moment he sticks up his mitt, snags it in time, and Lara grounds out. 4-3 for the second out of the inning. It brings up the right-handed hitting Cooper Pratt, .207 hitter this year with 4 runs driven in. And he's switching up the walk-up song. Afro Man is the beats tonight. The pitch to lefty Pratt. Righty Pratt lifted out to left. Quintero spins around and hauls it in chest high, and that ends the inning. 6-pitch first inning for Mejia. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and we move to the second. 4-0 Clingstones on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCM.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? BJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit BJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Right hander hitting deep, and Fletcher digs into the Clingstones as we move to the second. Shuckers tonight playing as the Biloxi Kingcakes down 4-0. And the lefty Nate Peterson delivers. Fletcher lifts it foul. Third base side towards the seats. Wilkin gives it a jog, but it's about five rows back and the count's at no balls and a strike. The Clingstones only tallied one hit in the first, but that was all they needed to score four runs. A grand slam from Geraldo Quintero to snap an 0-for-11 skid that got out to left. And it's 4-0 as we enter the second inning. The pitch from Peterson misses up. And the count evens 1-1. Fletcher 0-for-11 to begin the season. Two walks and a strikeout. The 1-1. Rocketed to second and right to Murray. Little leap as he snags it right next to his left shoulder with his mitt. Now one away for the righty, Keyshawn Ogans.
Third baseman number one, Keyshawn Ogans.
Keyshawn Ogans digs in from the right side. First pitch from the lefty. Peterson misses up and in, and it's 1-0. Ogans 1-for-8 on the year with two walks and an RBI. One out, nobody on, 4-0 Clingstones at top of the second. Peterson delivers, misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch, Ogans takes up, and it's 3-0. The 3-0 is a called strike in the outer half. The count runs to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery misses up, and it's ball four. That's the fifth walk tonight from Peterson. Peterson entered today with a career high of four. He's done that five times. Today, the first time he's ever walked five in a matchup. It's back to the top of the order, and the lefty Carlos Rodriguez, who walked back to begin this thing in the first. The pitch, Rodriguez hits it softly to short. One hop to Brown. He charges. Taps second. Fires a dart to first in time. And that ends the inning. Back-to-back innings with the Shuckers double play. It's brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. A calm inning for Peterson in the second. And the Shuckers coming to bat in a moment. Clingstone's 4, Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Back half of the second, and the Shuckers trail it 4-0. It's the righty Ian Mejia who's back to work, and he delivers to the righty Brock Wilkin. It's a called strike at the top of the zone, and it counts at no balls and a strike. Wilkin, 143 on the year, but two homers yesterday. The 0-1 misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Wilkin's done a terrific job, though, at getting his walks throughout the season. 30% walk rate through the Shuckers' first seven games, and that's led himself to a 400 OBP through his first 30 plate appearances. The pitch misses up and in. And the glove of Adam Zabrowski just exploded in chalk. Picked it up, trying to pick a ball out of the dirt, and all of it just left the glove. And the count's of two balls and a strike. The pitch, slider, called a strike at the top of the zone. The count evens 2-2. Wilkin, this series, though, has done a terrific job at getting on base. He's gotten on base 8 times despite just 2 hits, 2 homers, and 6 walks drawn. The 2-2. Wilkin tags it towards deep center field. Rodriguez back at the warning track, and it is one hop off the wall, and Wilkin chucks in a second. He stops there with a double. And Carlos Rodriguez ran all the way back, stopped about a foot short of the wall, so he didn't run into it, and the ball smacked off the center field wall. A booming double off the bat at 103 from Wilkin. It's his third extra base hit of the series, and it brings up the righty Luke Adams. The ball's really carrying out to center field today at Keister Federal Park. We saw it a couple times during BP. Wilkin tagged one off the batter's eye in center, as did Luis Lara. Righty Mejia delivers to the righty Adams, and it's called strike one. Fastball at 92. Adams hitting 080 this year. Two runs driven in and a 233 OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Slider misses up and the count evens 1-1. Adams smacked a couple balls hard yesterday. He's running into a tough problem. It seems like everything hard on a line is at somebody early on this season. The 1-1. Adams chops it right side of the infield. Fletcher charges, plays it towards his back foot, fires to first. It's in time, but Adams does a job, hits it on the right side of the infield. Almost like a sack bunt, it advances Wilkin to third. And now the Shuckers' first run of the day, 90 feet away. And it brings up the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray, 2-for-10 this season. It's his fourth straight appearance after he missed first couple games of the year. First four of them, to be exact, all three in Pensacola. And the opener, the pitch, misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Murray today in the infield for the first time on the young season. Spent each of the first three appearances of his season out and left. First time he's ever played the outfield. The pitch, swing and a miss. A slider away at 82, and the count evens 1-1. Checkers down 4-0. The pitch, Murray takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and one away. Wilkins at third, Murray at the very back of the right-handed box, rocking the white New Balance cleats. The Checkers purple King Cakes jersey. The pitch is a slider and a called strike on the inner half. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Murray checks his swing, goes three quarters of the way. It's a slider away, and Murray strikes out. Two outs, runner on third, and the righty Ramon Rodriguez now takes it. Rodriguez digs in, very back of the right-handed box. Two outs and a runner on third. Checkers down 4-0. Mejia delivers. Slider tipped foul right between Zabrowski's legs. Goes back to the screen. It counts at 0-1. Mejia comes set. Now the pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez this year, 2-for-9 with two runs driven in and a walk. It's his first appearance since Wednesday. Caught the Checkers' first win of the season in a morning game. The 1-1. Check swing. And it's a called strike on the outer half. And the count goes to 1-2. That was a slider at 82. And Mejia's ahead in the count. Checkers had a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Trying to get on the board for the first time. Mejia delivers. Popped up. First base side in fair territory. Bunnell, the first baseman, in about five steps in on the grass, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Well, the Shuckers going to man in scoring position with nobody out. Aren't able to get him in. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. 4-0 Clingstones after two on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Looking for
the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Way into the third, Nate Peterson's back to work, and the Shuckers trail it 4-0. Fifth game of a six-game set. Peterson's been helped by a couple of double plays, but a grand slam right now is the difference. Kyle Connolly's up from the right side. Lefty Peterson delivers up, and it's ball one. Chase Costello is back up and warming in the Shuckers bullpen. Celebrate his 25th birthday tomorrow. Looking to get in here, the final appearance before he turns 25. The lefty Peterson delivers. Connolly takes low, and it's 2-0. Peterson's walked five tonight, four in the first, one in the second. Two of the walks have been erased on double plays, but grand slam right now was followed after three walks is the difference. The 2-0 to Connolly. He swings and hits a towering fly ball, but not deep. Out to short left center. Lara, the center fielder's under it with the yellow cleats, and he makes the catch. One away for the righty, Jason DeLay. DeLay 0-for-1 tonight, grounded into a double play back in the first inning. Peterson delivers. DeLay takes a curveball and called strike one. Shuckers down 4-0. We're in the top of the third inning. The 0-1. DeLay tips it in. Rodriguez is mitt. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. It was a cutter at 85. Peterson's ahead 0-2. That throws 51st pitch of the night. And it comes home. Lifted down the right field line and foul. Restituyo gives it a look, but it's into the seats. The count stays at 0-2. Time call. DeLay steps out for a moment. One of a couple different guys on this roster with big league experience. DeLay, just over 2 years of service time at the big league level. The 0-2. DeLay swings and misses. A curveball low at 76, and now two away for the righty, Adam Zabrowski. Two out, nobody on. Shuckers down 4-0. And a lot of credit to Peterson. It was a tough first inning and a lengthy first inning pitch-wise, but since then, he settled down in a big-time way. He's only about to throw his 54th pitch of the night. He comes home. Zabrowski takes away for ball one. That was a fastball at 89. And even if Peterson only goes three innings, he helps and saves this bullpen on the back end of the week. The 1-0. Zabrowski takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers have gotten starts of five or more innings each of the last 3 days, so that's not a big-time issue. They did use four relievers on Tuesday. But every other day of this series, they've used three or less. The 2-0, fouled back, and the count's a 2-1. So the Shuckers do have availability in the bullpen, but an early game tomorrow, 1 p.m. start in the series finale, so anyone you use today will be unavailable, and if you're looking to cover eight innings, it's a lot more daunting than now if Peterson ends after three. You're only looking at six innings. The 2-1, Zabrowski swings and misses. Fastball low at 89, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson comes set. Now the pitch. misses low. It skips in front of the plate. Rodriguez blocks it up, and it's off the right shoulder of his chest protector. Skitters all the way to the Shuckers dugout. 3-2, 2-away. 4-0 Clingstones in the top of the third. Peterson delivers. Zabrowski takes up. And it's 4. Second time Zabrowski's walked tonight, and that brings out Checkers manager Joe Arrow. Peterson done after 59 pitches in his first home start of the season. Leaves a runner on, and to make the final start of his age 24 year, it is Chase Costello, making one final appearance for the Big 2-5 birthday. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM. The Shuckers trail 4-0.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shucker Shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shuckers style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Welcome back to Keesler Federal Park. We're in the top of the third. The Shuckers trail it 4-0 against the Columbus Clingstones. David Blake back alongside you and the lefty Nate Peterson. Done for the day after 6 walks and 59 pitches. And the ready Chase Costello now enters. The man on and 2 away. Shuckers down by 4. His first pitch comes home. And it misses low and away to the lefty Cade Bunnell. Just joining us, the Shuckers got down early in this one. Clingstones hit a grand slam. Geraldo Quintero, the one to do it in the first inning. And that's where we stand. Just one hit for the Clingstones, but it was a big one. The 1-0. Check swing, fouled off. Third base side, into the seats and out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Bunnell drew a walk back in the first inning. 5 of the 9 in the order have drawn a walk tonight. And one, Adam Zabrowski, who's at first, has drawn 2 walks tonight. The 1-1 misses away, and it's 2-1. Costello, 24 years old until tomorrow. Tomorrow he celebrates his 25th birthday. 6'4", 225-pound righty. It's his third appearance of the year, an ERA of 11-2, 5-4 innings. Pitch, swing and a miss. Nice changeup at 82, and the count's at 2-2. 4 walks and a strikeout for the Florida native. He's making his first appearance. He went 2 2/3 innings on Tuesday in the home opener. A long set. Now the 2-2. Misses up and in. And the count's at 3-2. Full count with 2 away. Zabrowski's off first. The pitch, he's off to second. It misses low. And that's the 7th walk tonight by Shuckers pitching. And it now brings up Geraldo Quintero.
Left fielder, number 2, Geraldo Quintero.
Quintero, 1-for-1 tonight. Grand slam back in the first that made it 4-0. Costello delivers. First pitch, fouled off. It's a fastball at 93. Counts at no balls and a strike. Zabrowski's at second. Bunnell's at first. The Shackers trail it 4-0 at the top of the third inning. The 0-1. Check swing. It pops out of Rodriguez's mitt. Third base side into the dugout. And now Quintero is being told to go to first. That was one of two things, either catcher's interference or a hit batter. They put an error on the board, which means it's catcher's interference. So now the bases are loaded for the righty Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. Two outs, 4-0 Clingstones in the third. The pitch is a called strike one in the inner half. It's a changeup at 83. Costello delivers. Sinker misses up, and it's 1-1. Kilpatrick 0-for-1 today, fought to deep center back in the first inning. That error, by the way, on the catcher's interference, ninth of the season for the Shockers. The pitch. That will back and out of play. First base side into the sweeps. Counts it one ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, two away. Shockers down 4-0 in the third. Now the pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Costello out of the stretch delivers. Swing and a miss. Changeup low at 83, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and three runners left on base. It stings at 4-0. We're through 2.5 on the Shackers Radio Network and cruising WGCN.
Fun-loving Seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers Baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Head of the last for the third. Shuckers down 4-0 against the Columbus Clingstones. The righty Ian Mejia is back to work. He's gone two scoreless, and he faces the righty Jeremy Vargas in the eighth spot of the Shuckers order. First pitch of the frame. He takes all the way, and it misses up and in. Shuckers Would love to get the pitch count for Mejia up. He threw six pitches in the first and then 17 in the second. He's only thrown 23. His 25th of the day is a called strike on the inner half at 91. And the count evens 1-1. Verg is 2-for-11 this year with the strikeout. The 1-1. Fouled back, and the count goes to 1-2. Vargas, 5'11", 180 pounds, from Maracay, Venezuela. He's a young kid, only 22 years old, one of six different hitters on the Shuckers roster that is 23 years old and under. The 1-2. Popped to first base side on the infield. Bunnell, right next to the first base bag, makes the catch. And Vargas is retired for the out.
Here's right fielder number 21, Vladimir Restituyo.
Vladimir Restituyo is set to dig in. He's in the ninth spot in the order. 167 hitter this year, but he's 3-for-7 hits in each of the last two games. The pitch misses inside, and it almost gets him. He almost went around with the bat as well. Did a good job to stop the bat from going forward about a quarter of the way through his swing and then peeled backwards out of the box with the spin. The 1-0. Restituyo taking all the way. Takes strike one. Top of the zone and a fastball. The 1-1. Restituyo chops it up the middle. Conley and Fletcher come together. Conley grabs it at short. Fires to first. And it beats Restituyo by his step. There's two away, and we'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Back to the top of the order for the Shuckers, and the righty Eric Brown Jr., 4-0 Clingstone in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch to Brown misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Brown popped out to second back in the first. As Mejia's cruising at the moment, just 31 pitches so far. He's given up one hit. The pitch is lifted down the right field line. Kilpatrick charges after it towards the Shuckers' pen, and it rattles around right between the net and the bench, and the count evens 1-1. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167, or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Mejia delivers. Brown dribbles it foul at the plate. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and two away. We're just past the 7 o'clock hour central time in Biloxi on a gorgeous Saturday night, 70 degrees and sunny. The pitch blooped behind second, Fletcher under it, and he makes the catch. Aline Mejia has looked sharp through three. This inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He's retired 9 of the first 10. And the Shuckers trail it 4-0 through 2-3 on the Shuckers Radio Network in cruising WGCN.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with Carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
We end to the top of the fourth, and Chase Costello at it for the Shuckers. He faced three batters, got an out, and stranded an inherited runner to finish out the third from Nate Peterson. And here in the fourth, he faces the righty David Fletcher. First up, first pitch of the frame. Misses inside for ball one. Final line today for Nate Peterson. He goes 2 2/3 innings, gives up one hit, four runs, all of them earned, six walks and a strikeout. The 1-0. Roll, left side of the infield. Loken to his left, stabs it, spins, plants his feet, fires on a hop to first. It's off Adams's mitt, trickles behind him, and Fletcher's off to second. He's in without a throw. It's a single and an error.
Third baseman, number one, Keyshawn Hogan.
And that puts Fletcher at second. Second error of the night for the Shuckers, their 10th of the season. Righty Keyshawn Hogan now digs in. Hogan drew a walk back in the second. Shuckers trail it 4-0 in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Hogan shows bunt, offers at it, and it's strike one. That was a changeup off the outside corner. Hogan's is one of five different players in the lineup today to have drawn a walk. Two have drawn two. Costello delivers. Hogan's takes up. The count evens 1-1. Fletcher's at second. Costello, 17 pitches. Nine of them have been strikes. The 1-1. Fouled back and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Reminder, fans, if you or a loved one have been injured, get serious and get Gulf South. When you work with Gulf South Law Firm, they'll walk with you every step of the way. Contact them today at GulfSouthLaw.com or 228-231-3989. Gulf South Law Firm, an official partner of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 1-2 pitch. Rolled left side of the infield. Brown dives it short, snags it in short left, gets to his feet, but no throw. And now runners on first and second. He got up a little bit gingerly. But it seems like everything's okay for Brown. What a terrific job to keep that ball in the infield. Not only did it prevent any craziness in the outfield, but it also prevented David Fletcher from moving to third. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez digs in. 0-for-1 today with a walk, and he's grounded into a double play. The pitch. Tipped into Rodriguez's mitt, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers down 4-0. Fletcher's at second. Ogans is at first with nobody out. Costello sets with the letters. Now delivers. And it's called strike at the knees. Change up at 82, and the count's at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Rolled right side of the infield and threw for a base hit. Fletcher rounds third, gets the stop sign. The throw home from Restituyo on a hop is a good one. And the bases are now loaded with nobody out for Cal Conley. For Rodriguez, it marks his seventh consecutive game with a hit. That's every game this season. And it brings up the switch hitter Conley. Fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with the Broussard's Barbershop. Text the booth line. Text the booth 601 514-0776 and join the broadcast. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Bases loaded, nobody out. Connolly's up from the left side against the Randy Costello. Now the pitch, and it's called strike one. Fastball at 89. Again, that's 601-514-0776, and we'll make sure to say hello. The 0-1. Chopped right side of the infield. Murray to his left, reaches out, dives, and it's by him into right for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Ogun stops at third. It's an RBI single for Connolly, and it's 5-0 Clingstones. Four straight singles to begin the inning. Righty Jason DeLay digs in. Base is loaded. Still nobody out. Murray gave it a good effort. The infield was drawn in. It was a bouncing ball to his left. Went full extension, but just out of his reach. The pitch to the righty DeLay is a called strike one in the outer half. Shuckers now have the bullpen up and moving. And it looks like that is Brian Fitzpatrick down in the bullpen. The newest Shucker as of about 4 hours ago. The pitch. Chopped right side. Murray snags it. Fires home. Gets one. The throw to first is not in time. Connolly, who is running from first to second, stopped for a moment. Ogun's is retired. Now one away. The base is still loaded. DeLay reaches on a fielder's choice. It was a smart play by Murray to come home. Now the base is loaded for the righty Zabrowski. One out, 5-0 Clingstones in the top of the fourth. The pitch dribbled back to the mound. Costello snags it. Underhand flip to Rodriguez. No throw to first. And for the second consecutive plate appearance, an out's made at the plate. This time it's off a ground ball back to Costello. And now two away. Bases are still loaded. And it brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Zabrowski's at first, DeLay's at second, Connolly's at third. Shuckers down 5-0 with two outs in the fourth. Costello delivers, and it misses low for ball one. The 1-0. Bunnell swings and misses. Changeup away at 83. The count evens 1-1. Bunnell has yet to record an official at-bat tonight. He's been up twice, and he's walked in each of his first two plate appearances. Bases loaded, two away. Righty Costello delivers. Bunnell takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, dribbled foul towards the Shuckers' dugout, and the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Costello delivers. Rolled to short. Brown snags it, charges to second, taps it well ahead of Zabrowski, and that ends the inning. But in the frame, one run, four hits on error, and the bases are left loaded. 5-0 Clingstones to 3.5. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCM.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
That's how I get my grill on.
Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more? Splash in on savings today. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're off to the last of the fourth, and the Shuckers trail it 5-0. Five runs on five hits for the Clingstones. No runs on one hit for the Shuckers, who tonight are playing as the Biloxi King Cakes. First pitch of the frame is a slider and a called strike one in the inner half of the switch hitter, Luis Lara. Digs in the very back of the left-handed box. He's got all the yellow accessories on today. The 0-1, he takes up, and it's 1-1. He's got a yellow arm sleeve on his left arm, baby blue batting gloves, an elbow guard, and a leg guard, and then bright yellow Nike spikes. The 1-1, Lara pops it up. On the infield left side, Ogun's the third baseman who shipped it over to second, makes the catch about three steps towards the third base side of second, and there's one away for Cooper Pratt. Up stands Cooper Pratt. Walks up to Mississippi by Afro Man. What an electric walk-up song for him. He's 0-for-1 today. And with one out, he gets the pitch. It's a called strike. He showed bunt, pulled back at the very last moment. 5-0, the Clingstones lead it. One out, nobody on. That was Mejia's 38th pitch of the night. Comes home. And it's a called strike on the inner half at 90. And the count's at 0-2. Mejia so far has retired 7 in a row. 11 of the first, 10 of the first 11 he's faced. The pitch. Pratt swings and tips it out of Zabrowski's mitt. No, he does not make contact as the ruling from the home plate umpire. Zabrowski picks it up about 30 feet up the first baseline, fires to first, and completes the strikeout. There's two away. That was a changeup from Mejia. And it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Wilkin hit a booming double off the wall in center back in the second. It was his third consecutive at-bat with an extra base hit. 5-0 Clingstones, two outs, nobody on in the fourth. Now the pitch, and it's a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch, Loken takes low, and the count evens 1-1. Loken got a lot of power today during batting practice. Parked went off the batter's on. The 1-1. Wilkin fouls it back, and the count goes to 1-2. He almost got one out to center in the first inning, which almost never happens at this ballpark. In fact, it's hard to remember another Shucker who's done it in the past couple of years other than Jackson Churio back in 2023. But today in batting practice, Brock Wilkin, Luis Lara, both hit one off the batter's eye in center. The 1-2. Misses low, and Zabrowski blocks it up. We're in the fourth with two away. Mejia delivers. Wilkin checks his swing, and it misses low. The count goes to 3-2. Shuckers, by the way, Josh Machieski is the one warming up in the bullpen. Left-handed arm, likely to come in for the fifth. The 3-2. Wilkins swings and misses. Ahead of a slider at 82, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Mejia to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through four, and the Shackers trail 5-0 on the Shackers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
We head to the fifth. Shackers trail it 5-0. And the lefty, Josh Maciejewski, enters for the Shuckers. Chase Costello done after he allows a run on four hits in an inning and a third. And Maciejewski set to make his third appearance of the season. The lefty faces Quintero. First pitch, and it's a slider. That's a called strike on the outer half. Maciejewski, third appearance of the year. He's given up six runs on eight hits in 3 2/3 innings, two walks, and four strikeouts. The 0-1 to Quintero. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Maciejewski, a four-pitch guy, fastball, sinker, slider, and a changeup. The 1-1 misses up, and the count goes to 2-1.
24, Josh
Quintero today, 1-for-1, reached a catcher's interference back in the third, but back in the first, a grand slam that has paved the way to this 5-0 lead. The 2-0 rolled foul third base side, and the count's even 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor, whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2. Quintero pops it up. Out to short right. Murray, the second baseman, out. Rested Tuyo, the right fielder, scatters his legs for a moment, but then gets under it, makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the righty, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., and gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game's gone final today. Chattanooga takes down the Barons 4-1, game one of a doubleheader. It's 2-1 Lookouts, top two in game two at AT&T Field. First pitch to the righty, Kilpatrick, misses away for ball one. Elsewhere, bottom five, Pensacola all over Montgomery, a five-run first, and they lead it 6-1. Elsewhere, bottom three, Knoxville leads Rocket City 1-0. The pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 to Kilpatrick. Swing and a miss. Gets him to flail on a curveball at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-1. Kilpatrick, 0-for-2 tonight. The pitch. Chopped to short. Couple of hops to Brown, who snags it thigh high, fires to first, and it's in time. Two away, and it brings up the righty David Fletcher.
Second baseman, number 8, David Fletcher.
Matchup with two former big leaguers, Machieski on the hill, Fletcher at the plate. Machieski, 4 appearances last year in the big leagues with the New York Yankees. Fletcher, a lengthy big league career. The pitch is lifted out to left. Vargas in on it, loses his count, under it, and he makes the catch. Machieski wins that battle. It's a 1-2-3 frame for the lefty. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway through in Biloxi, 5-0 Shuckers. The Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCN.
Celebrate America's birthday the best way possible with the Shuckers. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 4th at 6:35 for the Shuckers Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza at Keesler Federal Park. Fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, America. Tickets are going fast. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get yours today. With over 100 years of history on the coast, the Shuckers will transform into the Biloxi King Cakes on Saturday, April 12th, Saturday, May 24th, and Saturday, June 21st. Complete with specialty food items, unique hats, and jerseys fit for the King of Carnival. It's nonstop Mardi Gras fun. Tickets start at just $9. Grab your tickets, merchandise, and join the crew today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake. Make sure to tune in to every Shuckers game on Cruisin' WGCM, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM, or visit shuckers.info/listen-live. Don't miss a moment of our 10th anniversary season and chime in on our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Join us at shuckers.info/listen-live. We'll see you there. Bottom of the fifth, back in Biloxi. Shuckers trail it 5-0. And the righty Ian Mejia is back to work. He delivers home. Luke Adams from the right-handed box chops it foul. And the count's of no balls and a strike. Adams 0-for-1 tonight. Bounced out to second, back in the second. He has cruised tonight. 48 pitches. The 49th is a called strike on the outside corner. Sinker at 90. He counts it 0-2. Mejia's had a lot of success in his career against the Shuckers, entering today 6 appearances, 4 starts, and a 1.78 ERA. The pitch is a curveball lifted. Foul. Left field side. Takes a couple of hops into the Klingstones pen. And the count stays at 0-2. Big thing for Mejia. 8 walks in 30 and a third innings. And then last year, threw a no-hitter against the Shuckers. Game 1 of a doubleheader. The 0-2. Adams lifts it down the left field line. A long run for everybody. Ogins loses his cap towards the bullpen, and it is just foul. Maybe by a foot. And instead of a double for Adams, it goes for a foul ball, and the count stays at 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Adams grabs his bat. Digs into the back of the right-handed box. Righty-righty matchup against Mejia. Now the pitch. Inside, and for the first time this year, Luke Adams has been hit. It was a changeup at 81. They're not going to hurt very much. After he was hit by a pitch 43 times a year ago, the Midwest League record, Adams is hit for the first time this year. And it puts a runner on with nobody out for the righty, Ethan Murray. Still a lot of time for the Shuckers to crawl their way back into this thing. They trail it 5-0. But a couple of big hits away from being right back in this thing. Murray's in from the right side. Now the pitch. Misses low for ball one. Murray struck out swinging on a slider back in the second. Now the pitch. Misses away, and the count's at 2-0. Mejia, a native of Arizona, 25 years old. He delivers the 2-0. And it's a called strike in the outer half. The count runs to 2-1. Mejia's college career was kind of everywhere in the Southeast. Started at the University of Arizona, then went to Pima Community College, and then finished up at New Mexico State. The 2-1 delivery. Slider trapped foul, third base side. And the count evens 2-2. 33 appearances with New Mexico State. Helped them get to an NCAA regional in 2022. The 2-2 delivery. Murray lines it down the right field line. Foul way into the seats. And the count stays at 2-2. New Mexico State, quite an impressive baseball program. Not a traditional baseball powerhouse to where you'd think of them as a school that has a lot of high-end talent, but they really do. The 2-2 delivery. Slider chapped towards third. Ogun snares it out of the air, goes to second for one. Fletcher drops it on the transfer. Adams is retired. Murray reaches on a fielder's choice. And that brings up the righty, Ramon Rodriguez. But just to finish up that thought, there have been a number of big-time players out of New Mexico State. One of them being Nick Gonzalez, who was drafted 7th overall back in 2020 by the Pirates and has been a regular big leaguer. One out, one on. The righty, Ramon Rodriguez, digs in. The pitch misses inside for ball one. The 1-0. Rodriguez takes a strike on the inside corner, a slider at 80, and the count's even at 1-1. Now, Mejia and Gonzalez did not play together. Mejia arrived at New Mexico State in 2021. Check over to first. Murray's back in time. Gonzalez was drafted in 2020. But Joey Ortiz also plays for the Milwaukee Brewers, former Aggie. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 tonight, popped out to first back in the second. The 2-1 delivery. Rodriguez drives it out to short left center. Carlos Rodriguez, the center fielder, is under it. Now goes back towards center, and he drops it. It's a single, and the throw-in deflects off Connolly's mitt, and all the way to Mejia on the hill. Rodriguez just lost it, the lights, but the Shuckers will take it. He didn't touch it, so it's a single. He simply just lost it, the lights, and Rodriguez picks up his third hit of the year in 11 at-bats, and it brings up the righty, Jeremy Vargas. Five nothing, the Clingstones lead it over the Shuckers in the last of the fifth. Vargas 0-for-1 tonight with a pop out to first. Now the pitch misses up and away for ball one. The 1-0. Pops foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count evens 1-1. No runs on two hits tonight for the Shuckers. They've also committed two errors. Clingstone's five runs on five hits. Check over to second. Almost gets into center. Fletcher spirals towards first. Runners on first and second. One away. Shuckers threatening for the first time since the second. The 1-1. Vargas takes the slider on the outside corner for strike two. Mejia, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Vargas strikes out for the first time tonight. And now two away for the righty, Vladimir Restituyo. Two outs, two on. Shuckers down 5-0. They had a level run right now. Bottom of the fifth inning. A chance to chip into this before we get to the later innings. Restituyo's 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to short. Mejia delivers. Restituyo, the righty, dances out of the way. The count's at 1-0. Restituyo entered today. Hits in back-to-back ball games. The pitch misses away. The count goes to 2-0. Restituyo at the very back of the right-handed box. Now the pitch. Misses away. It gets by Zabrowski to the screen, and a wild pitch advances both base runners. And now runners at second and third. Oh, no, it's called a passed ball. Runners now on second and third. Count at 3-0, the Restituyo. The pitch misses up, and it's ball four. Base is now loaded. Shuckers one swing of the bat away from getting right back into this thing. And Zabrowski's out to the mound to talk to Mejia. Pitching coach Mike Steed comes out. And now some movement in the Clingstone's bullpen. And it is Jake McSteen who is up. A left-handed arm for the Clingstone's. Bases are loaded with two away. The pitch to Brown. He swings and drives it out to deep left. Quintero back towards the warning track, leaps, and it's one hop off the wall. Murray's in. Rodriguez scores. Here comes Restituyo. The helmet's off, and it's cut off by Fletcher on the infield. It's a bases clearing. Three RBI double from Brown, and all of a sudden, the Shuckers right back into this thing. It's 5-3. On a different night, that might have gotten out of here, but it's the next best thing for Brown. He drives in three, up to six ribbies on the year, and it's now 5-3. And at the plate is Luis Lara. He's the tying run. The pitch from Mejia, and it misses away for ball one. Lara is 0 for 2 tonight. The pitch. He swings and lines it out to right. Kilpatrick in on it, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers get right back into this thing. Eric Brown Jr., a 3 RBI bases clearing double, and the Shuckers now down 2. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors. 1 runner left on base. 5-3 Clingstones after 5. Josh Maciejewski's back to the hill as we go to the 6th on the Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
It's a brand new ball game. The Shuckers, who once trailed at 5-0, now trail at 5-3, and we're off to the 6th inning. The lefty Josh Maciejewski delivers his first pitch, and it's a called strike 1 for the righty Keyshawn Ogins. Clingstones lead it 5-3. The Shuckers got all 3 runs off of bases, clearing 3 RBI double. The pitch is popped up on the left side of the infield. The man who hit that 3 RBI double, Eric Brown Jr., is under it, and he makes the catch. It brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez at the top of the order. Rodriguez today is 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. The pitch for Maciejewski is a called strike 1 at the knees. Jake McSteam continues to get warm in the bullpen for the Clingstones. The 0-1. Rodriguez chops it right side of the infield. Adams to his right, spears it, fires on the run to Maciejewski, who taps the first base bag. An acrobatic play from Adams at first, and now 2 away. Shuckers are pulling out all the stops for some fun defensively in this one. Two outs, nobody on, and the switch hitter Cal Conley digs in. The pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner. Conley tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Now the 0-1. Backdoor slider and a called strike 2. Maciejewski sets the belt. And now the 0-2. Just misses away. Slider at 80, and he counts it a ball and 2 strikes. Maciejewski deals. Chopped back to the mound. Maciejewski snags it off the mound to first. Underhand to Adams. And that ends the inning. What a nice, nice outing for Maciejewski. Six up, six down, and put in a little bit of defense himself. We're through five and a half. And the Shuckers trail it 5-3. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin', WGCN.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans! Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
New pitcher in the ballgame is the lefty Jake Mesquite for the Queenstones. Bottom six, Shuckers, who once trailed at 5-0, now only down 5-3. And the lefty Mesquite faces the righty Cooper Pratt. First pitch of the night for Mesquite is popped up behind the mound, second base side. Fletcher on the infielder, makes the catch, and there's one away. One out, no one on, and the right-hander hitting Brock Wilken digs in.
Here's their pitcher, number 25, Brock Wilken.
Wilken, one for two tonight with a double. McSteen delivers. And it's a called strike on the inside corner. McSteen makes his third appearance of the season. He's allowed one unearned run in three innings, three walks and a strikeout. The lefty delivers. Wilken takes strike two. Curveball at 87. Wilken falls behind in the count. McSteen, 6 feet tall, 215 pounds from Great Falls, Virginia. 29 years old. The 0-2 to Wilken. He swings and lines it towards center. Rodriguez in on it, and it's down for a base hit. Brock Wilken's really starting to heat up. Four hits in his last two games. He has now reached in five of his last six plate appearances. And a man's on with one away for Luke Adams. Adams now stands in as the tying run. The pitch. It misses low and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0. Adams chops it towards third. Ogins picks it, goes to second for one. Fletcher picks it out of the dirt and it just beats Wilken by maybe a half step. Adams reaches on a fielder's choice. He's now 0 for 2 tonight.
Here's second baseman number one, Ethan Murray.
And now two away for the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray, the tying run in this thing. One on, two out. Shuckers trail 5-3 in the sixth inning. All three runs came home in a three RBI double from Eric Brown Jr. in the fifth inning. The pitch. Murray drives it out towards left. Quintero in on it towards left center. Makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the seventh, and it's 5-3 Clingstones in the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGC.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot. This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road. Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur-de-Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785. Phew.
Josh Macieski is on the hill for his third inning. At the end of the seventh, the Shuckers trail things 5-3 against the Columbus Clingstones on a Saturday night. It's the first of three games this year the Shuckers will play as the Columbus, check that, will play as the Biloxi King Cakes. One of them coming against the Columbus Clingstones. Pitch to the righty Jason DeLay, a swing and a miss and a changeup, and the count's at no balls and a strike. DeLay's 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout. Clingstones have only struck out twice. They've only tallied five hits. The 0-1 delay takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Macieski has been a calming force in this thing. He came in after four, where Clingstones had five runs on five hits with seven walks. The pitch, delay takes a backdoor sweeper for strike two. And since Macieski's come in, he's really calm this thing down. Six up, six down. No strikeouts, but a lot of weak contact. The 1-2. Delay takes low, and the count's at 2-2. The 2-2. Delay dribbles at first base side. Macieski charges. Adams covers. Macieski a barehanded snag and underhands to the bag. Delay's retired. One away for the righty Adams Zabrowski. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. They're in extras and through 9.5 between the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the Quad Cities River Bandits. They're knotted at one. Elsewhere, the Nashville Sounds lead the Memphis Redbirds 4-2 after 3.5. Now the pitch lifted down the right field line. Restituyo on a full sprint after it, and it is out of play. Counts at no balls and a strike. Final from earlier today, the Carolina Mudcats. Talk about a hot team. They went 4-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The Brewers single-A affiliate is 7-1 to begin their season. Pretty okay. The 0-1 misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, at the big league level, Chad Patrick leads the Brewers as the Brewers lead their old friend Corbin Burns and the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-0 in the top of the third. Here, it's 5-3 Clingstones. The pitch rocketed out to right. Restituyo after to his right, and he snags it on two hops. It's a single for Zabrowski. Snaps a two-game hit list streak. And it brings up the lefty, Cade Bunnell. Benelzo for one tonight. He's walked twice, grounded into a fielder's choice in the fourth. And that's the first hit as well for the Clingstones since the fourth inning when Cal Conley singled home a run in a right. So Macieski's really calmed this thing down. First pitch to the lefty, Bennell. Misses low and away for ball one. The changeup at 88. Browski off first. Adams holds him on. Now pitch. Hit on one hop. Snagged by Murray. And he snags it out of the air for the out. Two away. One on. And up comes the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Set to bat from the right side against the lefty. Hard hit off the bat. 96 on the exit velo. Murray speared it right before it hit the dirt. The pitch to Quintero. Dribbled foul at the plate. And counts it no balls and a strike. By the way, we'd like to say a big-time hello to Dominic tuning in tonight. Chiming in on the Bruce Hart's Barbershop text the booth line. Also, big hello to Kane and Sarah. Faith and Glenn. And Ron and Maria all tuning in tonight. Appreciate y'all tuning in wherever you're tuning in from tonight. Especially those who chimed in on the text the booth line. Macieski checks over to first. And Zabrowski's back in time. Shuckers down 5-3, two outs, one on, top of the seventh. In front of what's been a real nice Saturday night crowd. It's a gorgeous night for baseball. The 0-1 rolled weakly to short. Brown has it, takes a step, fires a dart to first, and then it's the inning. Three shutout innings for Macieski. It's time to stretch at Keister Federal Park. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Shackers down 5-3. The Shackers Radio Network in cruising WGCN.
Create your own ticket package with the mini plan and choose any combination of 5 games or 10 games that fits your schedule best. The options are endless. Plans begin at $75 for a 5-game plan and $140 for a 10-game plan. All mini plans include dugout box seats at Keesler Federal Park. Questions or want to purchase more than 2 plans? Contact the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com or by phone at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Featuring amazing views of the ballpark, downtown Biloxi, and the Gulf of Mexico, both the first base party deck and the Renova rooftop on the suite level provide exclusivity during the game for you and your group. The decks feature all-you-can-eat food and beverage services for 2 hours and group recognition on the video board during the game and shade covering. For more information and to book your next outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Of the seventh, Shuckers down 5-3 against the Columbus Clingstones. Javik Blake alongside you on the Shuckers Radio Network. Lefty Jake McSteen's back to work. His first pitch is hammered foul by the righty Ramon Rodriguez, and we're off and running. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 tonight. It goes down as a line drive in the book with a single in the fifth. In reality, he smashed it above the lights. Center fielder Carlos Rodriguez lost it and couldn't find it. The 0-1. Is a called strike on the inner half, and the count goes to 0-2. Either way, the Shuckers will take it. That set the stage for Eric Brown Jr.'s 3-RBI double that made it 5-3. And that's where we stand right now. The 0-2 delivery. Rodriguez laces it towards center. Rodriguez in on it, and he makes the catch. It's hard off the bat, but right to Rodriguez. Now one away for the righty, Jeremy Vargas. The pitch to Vargas is a called strike one in the outer half. Vargas is 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a pop out to first. McSteen right now is working efficiently. 11 pitches in an inning and a third. The 0-1 lifted out to left. In comes Quintero, and it's down for a base hit. Vargas speeds to first. And for the second straight inning, Shuckers bring up the tying run with less than 2 outs. That was off Vargas' bat at 101. And the righty, Vladimir Restituyo, now digs in. Shuckers down 5-3. The pitch, Restituyo swings and misses. It's a sweeper at 78, and the count's at 0-1. Restituyo 0-1 today. Ground out and a walk. The 0-1. Rolled up the middle. Connolly to his left. Dives. It's under his mitt. And he traps it. No play. It's a single for Restituyo. And the Shuckers now have the tying run on base for Eric Brown Jr. Now what an opportunity right now for EBJ.
Shortstop number 20, Eric Brown.
Brown already has 3 RBIs tonight, hits in 7 straight. Though during that 7-game hit streak, he does not have a multi-hit performance. Hit here would make it at least 5-4 with the speedy Vargas at second. Restituyo's at first. Now the pitch is a called strike one. Brown 1-3 with a double. McSteen checks second. Now delivers. Misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Restituyo, nobody's holding him on at first. He's got a massive lead. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up that's buried down low at 84. Counts at 1-2. Luis Lara stands on deck. Lara's 0-3, but he'll bat as a righty for the first time tonight against McSteen when he comes up. Now time called, and it's Brown who calls it and steps out. Shuckers have Will Childers warming up in the bullpen. He's been an exciting arm to begin the season for the Shuckers. Shuckers hope that if they go to Childers in the 8th inning, they can give it to him with the lead. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. And Vargas forgot how many outs there were. He's between first and second. Zabrowski throws 2 second. The tag got him. And that ends the inning. Vargas was jogging off the field. He thought there were 3 outs. And he's caught between first and second. Check that between second and third.
Just a reminder, kids, that was Dan. You're welcome to join us for our post-game pitch run of the bases. Line up.
No runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. The Shuckers have the tying run on, but can't do anything with it. We go to the 8th. 5-3 Quinkstones on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. Two locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
First pitch of the inning is a called strike on the outside corner. For the ready, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., and we are back underway. We're in the eighth, 5-3 Clingstones over the Shuckers. The pitch is a called strike two, and Will Childers, as has been the case to begin this season, is looking real good out in the hill. The 0-2 from Childers. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Childers comes in for the lefty. Josh Maciejewski, who puts together his best appearance of the season in a Shuckers uniform. Three shutout innings, gives up just one hit. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Oh, that was a disgusting slider low at 88. He buried it. Kilpatrick swung right over the top of it. And now one away for the righty, David Fletcher. To begin the season, Childers has now retired 14 in a row with three strikeouts. Today's his fourth appearance. He has yet to allow a run. 5-3, Clingstones lead it. Fletcher is 1-for-3 today. The pitch chopped off Childers' glove. It deflects back towards second. Brown on the run, snags it, fires to first. And a little bit of a help from Brown. It goes 1-6-3, and now two away.
Good job, Brownie!
It brings up Keyshawn Ogins, a right-handed bat against the righty Childers. Shuckers down 5-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Ogins 1-for-2 today. The pitch from Childers. Fouled off Rodriguez's. Looks like maybe his mask and back to the screen. Either way, it got a piece of him, and it was the very top of his mask. He takes it off and readjusts it with the skull cap, and it counts at 0-1. Childers, a deep breath. Now the pitch. Chopped back to the mound. Childers has it. Charges towards first. Underhand flip to Adams. What a start to the year for Will Childers. Make it 5 1/3 perfect innings to begin his season. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base, and the Shuckers trail at 5-3. A chance to come back on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGC.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Listen to every game all season long on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Cruise at WGCM and shuckers.info/listen-live.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts for Mizorowski.
24 starts, 141 strikeouts, 3 10-strikeout performances, and plenty of memories.
Celebrate the Brewers' top pitching prospect on Saturday, July 26th, with a Jacob Mizorowski Beach Chickens bobblehead presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union for the first 1,000 fans. Tickets start at just $9. Get yours today and get here early at BalexisYoungers.com.
In steps Luis Lara from the right side against the lefty, Jake McSteen. McSteen's been efficient, 18 pitches, 16 strikes, and 2 shutout innings. And it brings up the switch hitter Lara to begin the bottom of the eighth. First pitch tipped into Zabrowski's mitt behind the plate. It counts at 0-1. Lara tonight is 0-3, fly out, pop out, and a ground out. The pitch popped up, first base side, foul territory. Zabrowski gives it a look, but it's into the seats, and the count's at 0-2. Checkers bullpen is silent, which means the ninth is all for Will Childers. He's been absolutely nails to begin the season for the Checkers. He just went 3-up, 3-down in the eighth inning on a grand total of 7 pitches. The 0-2. Lara chops it foul, third base side, and he stays alive. Ellison Joseph, right-handed arm, is warming up in the Clingstones pen. Joseph, 0-1 in save opportunities this year. The 0-2. Misses low. What a take from Lara. A changeup at 84, and he stared at it maybe a centimeter below the zone. The 1-2 pitch. Popped foul and out of play on the first base side. McSteen comes set. Now the pitch misses up, and the count's at 2-2. Lara's the ninth guy to bat against McSteen, and that was McSteen's 24th pitch of the night. Shockers have attacked early. The 2-2 tipped into Zabrowski's mitt, and Lara strikes out. One away. That was a changeup at 83. And it brings up Cooper Pratt. Right-handed bat. He's 0-3 tonight. Pop out, line out to left, and a strikeout. Checkers down 5-3 with one out. The bottom of the eighth inning. Need of the order's coming up. Pratt, Wilkin, and Adams, 3-4-5. Wilkins had himself a night. 2-3 with a single and a double. He's on deck. The pitch to Pratt. He swings and chops it foul towards the Clingstones' dugout third base side. And he counts it no balls and a strike. Now time is called, and another ball gets away. Ellison Joseph is warming down the left field line in the Clingstones' pen. Bullpens are in play at Keesler Federal Park. The 0-1. Check swing from Pratt. First base umpire says he goes around. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. McSteen, 10 pitches this inning. He needed all of 18 to get through his first two innings on the hill. The Shackers have battled a little more this time around. McSteen still threw a bunch of strikes. 27 pitches, 23 strikes. The 0-2. Pratt weakly chops it foul third base side. The count stays at 0-2. Brock Wilkins on deck. Checkers down 5-3. Brock gets on. Wilkins steps in as the tying run. Checkers have had the tying run up to the plate or on base in each of the last three innings. The 0-2. Pratt swings and misses. No! It is ruled a foul tip. Zabrowski thought he had it. And Cooper Pratt, by the skin of his teeth, stays alive. And that brings out Clingstone's manager, Cody Gabella. to tackle with the home plate umpire. Tyler Hovick's behind the plate tonight, and he's asking potentially for help. But Cabela is quickly back to the dugout. Pratt by maybe a couple pieces of dirt. Stays alive. We'll see what he does with this new life. 0-2 the count with one away. McSteen delivers. Pratt shoots it foul and stays alive again. We're on to his sixth pitch in this plate appearance. Pratt's fouled off four of the first five, and he swung at all five pitches. McSteen delivers. Pratt rolls it third base side, backhanded by Ogans. It trickles in front of him, no throw, and Pratt reaches with an infield single. Ogans would have had to really throw a seed to first to get Pratt. And that brings out manager Cody Gabella. Pratt, he's got a ton of speed, was off to the races. And Brock Wolken is sent to face Ellison Joseph, who comes in for the Clingstones. Jake McSteen is done after 2 1/3, and Brock Wolken will have a chance to tie things up when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruise at WGCM.
Other teams have season ticket holders, but here in Biloxi, we have members of Shuck Nation. Pick your way to be at the ballpark for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2025 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $29 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, early access to games, unique experiences, memories, and more. Join Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Kick off the weekend with a night of fun with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal. Fans can cash in almost 60% savings. It includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $17 in advance. Make sure to splash in on the fun by reserving your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the Shuckers' 10th anniversary season with T-Shirt Tuesday presented by Altys. Celebrate Shuckers' history with a giveaway name and number jersey for top players in franchise history. Celebrate Woodruff, Churio, and Zarowski and more as one of the first 250 fans at every Tuesday home game. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers' box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Wolken digs in for the Shuckers. One out, one on, bottom of the eighth. Righty Ellison Joseph fires. Pitch is a cold strike in the outer half. We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park. Tight one. We're in the eighth inning. Clingstone's up 5-3. They let it 5-0 after four. The Shuckers have Brock Wolken up as the tying run. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Cooper Pratt's at first. He rolled one deep down the third base line into the hole and was able to reach on an infield single. Wolken at the plate. 2-for-3 tonight after a two-home run night last night. The 1-1. Wolken takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Joseph's on the hill. It's his second save opportunity of the year. He's 0-for-1. Two appearances, one inning. One earned run on one hit, one walk, and no strikeouts. The right-handed arm comes set at the letters. Now the 2-1. Wolken chops it foul. That was a fastball up, but a little bit in. Wolken not able to get the hands extended. And the count evens 2-2. Joseph, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Against Brock Wolken. The 2-2. Wolken takes strike three. The slider at 85 on the outer half, and now two away.
The plate first baseman, number five, Luke Hale.
In steps the righty, Luke Adams. 0-for-2 tonight. 5-3. Clingstones lead it in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. is a called strike at the top of the zone. That one at 98 from Joseph. Joseph last made an appearance on Wednesday morning. Went just an inning. The 0-1 misses low and away, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. He went a perfect inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. Right-hander, a deep lunge as he stares in. Now comes Seth. The 1-1 misses away, and the count's at two balls and a strike. Adams is a patient guy. He's at the very back of the right-handed box. The 2-1. He swings and chops it foul into the Queenstones dugout third base side, and the count's even at 2-2. Joseph delivers. Adams fouls it into the Shuckers dugout first base side. Everybody was off the top railing there, and the count's at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Shuckers down 5-3 in the eighth. The 2-2. Adams checks his swing, rolls it towards third, hits off the bag, and goes over Ogans' head. It's in a short left. Pratt safe at second. Adams safe at first. And the Shuckers get a little help from a friend. Third base puts two on with two away. That was a slow roller, and it hit the front part of the bag and popped straight up. In steps Ethan Murray. So the Shuckers have two hits this inning. Both of them have been infield hits down the third baseline. Zabrowski stands out from home plate for a moment and gives up some signs. And in steps Ethan Murray. 0-for-3 tonight. There's the go-ahead run in the eighth. Joseph delivers. Murray takes up and in for ball one. Pratt's at second. Adams is at first. Joseph delivers. Murray fouls it off his front foot. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers tonight. 1-for-7 with a runner in scoring position. The one hit was a big one. It was a 3 RBI bases loaded double from Eric Brown Jr. That's the reason why we're at 5-3 right now. That was back in the fifth inning. The 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the first base umpire. That's Dylan Hulsey, and the count's at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away in the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers down 5-3. The pitch misses low, and the count's even 2-2. The 2-2 misses away. Zabrowski picks it out of the dirt, and the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Pratt will be off second. Luke Adams will be off first. Here's the pitch. Both runners go. Murray takes strike three. And for the second consecutive inning, the Shuckers have the tying run on. They're not able to bring anyone home. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. Shuckers down 5-3 on the Shuckers Radio Network and cruising.
Looking for the perfect place to dine or celebrate with a steak? Come experience Sully's. Not too fancy, just really good. We're all about high-quality ingredients. Fresh, never-frozen hand-cut steaks and chef-inspired weekly specials featuring the freshest fish. And don't leave without trying our house-made cheesecakes. Planning an event? Richburg Hall, our beautiful 10,000-square-foot venue, is ready for weddings, parties, and corporate gatherings. Great food, great drinks, great memories. That's Sully's in Richburg Hall in downtown Gulfport on the corner of 13th and 30th. Find us online at ilovesullys.com.
Living these days can be pretty expensive. You've got your car, your house, kids. But that's why you might be interested in a way you could save hundreds of dollars a year on your insurance. And that way is one simple call to the Heflin Insurance Agency. Whether you want to save on your auto, home, commercial, flood, or life, the team at the Heflin Agency is ready to help you. Call 896-2222 to get a fast, free, no-obligation quote. It's time to get your insurance rates back where they belong with the Heflin Insurance Agency.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious.
Chillville is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The ninth inning. Will Childers back to work on the hill with the Shuckers down 5-3. Righty Childers delivers home. The righty Carlos Rodriguez takes up and in. He shows bunt and then takes it back and spins out of the way. Counts it a ball and no strikes. Five runs, six hits, no errors for the Clingstones. For the Shuckers, three runs, eight hits, and two errors. The pitch misses inside at 95. The count to 2-0. The difference in this, seven walks allowed by the Shuckers pitching staff. And grand slam from Geraldo Quintero in the first. Now the 2-0. Misses inside, and it's 3-0. It was a seven-pitch first frame for Childers in the eighth. Now the pitch is a called strike on the outer half. That one at 95. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 tonight with a single and a walk. Now the pitch. Rodriguez lines it down the left field line. Vargas is after it, and it takes three hops and rolls into the corner. Rodriguez pulls in his second. Vargas fires it back in. And the first batter to reach base against Childers this season is his old teammate, Carlos Rodriguez. And now a runner on second here in the ninth for Cal Conley. Conley, 1-for-3 with an RBI single back in the fourth. That was just the second hit for the Clingstones since the fourth inning. 5-3 Clingstones in the top of the ninth. Childers delivers. Bunt shown. Popped up. Third base side right to Wilkin. He was about five steps onto the grass. Conley tried to move him to third and... That was about the worst possible scenario for the Clingstones and the best-case scenario for the Shuckers. One away, and the righty Jason DeLay digs it. The pitch. Lifted out to right. Into short right. Adams is out. Restituyo on. Restituyo lunges, and he misses it. Adams out to right. Snags it. Rodriguez stops at third. DeLay's in a second with a double. The throw home on a couple of hops to Rodriguez. He blocks it up. And now runners at second and third with one away for the righty, Adam Zabrowski.
Yeah, we have 34, Adam Zabrowski.
You got to give a lot of credit there to Luke Adams for his hustle on that play. Restituyo went for it and missed it. And if it wasn't for Adams to snag it out about 150 feet off the back of the infield, who knows what might have happened. Shuckers bring the infield in. Now the pitch misses up, and it's 1-0. By the way, announced attendance tonight. best of the season, 3,178 on a Saturday night. A real nice crowd and a beautiful night for baseball. The 1-0 misses in, and the count goes to 2-0. Zabrowski, 1-for-2 tonight. He's reached base 3 times, 2 walks and a single. The 2-0 misses in, and it's 3-0. Childers delivers, and it's called strike. It's a nice slider at the knees at 86. Strike count, he would be big. Childers down to the count, 3-1. Some high-octane stuff early this season. The 3-1, called strike two. Fastball that blazes in right on the inner half. 94, and counts at 3-2. Cade Bunnell's on deck. Shuckers down 5-3 in the top of the ninth. The pitch misses away, and it's ball 4. Zabrowski walks for the 3rd time tonight. It's the 8th walk drawn by the Clingstones.
First baseman, number 24, Cade Bunnell.
Out comes Shuckers pitching coach Josh Spence, and in comes the entire infield. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game final in the Southern League earlier today. Game one of a doubleheader. Lookouts take down the Barons 4-1 with 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning to walk it off. Game two, top 6. Barons lead it 3-2 over the Lookouts. Elsewhere, a wild one between Pensacola and Montgomery. Blue Wahoo scored 5 in the first, but it's now 7-5 Pensacola in the bottom of the eighth inning. Elsewhere, bottom 7, Knoxville has limited Rocket City to a single hit, and it's 5-0 Smokies in the last of the 7. Bases loaded. The Shuckers play the corners in, middle back. Lefty Cade Bunnell digs it. Clingstones, their 12th at bat with a runner in scoring position, and the first pitch is a called strike. They're 5-for-11 with a runner in scoring position tonight. Bunnell 0-for-2 at the plate. The pitch lifted foul, hard, out of play on the left field side. Counts at 0-2. That one at 96 from Childers. He's got a high octane fastball. The 0-2. This is up and away. It hits off the backstop. Rolls halfway up the first baseline, but everybody stays put. You're going to throw it off the backstop. Childers did the best thing possible. It was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and hit right off the padding and deflected basically right to Rodriguez's feet. It skittered a bit up the first baseline, but Childers quick off the mound snagged it, and everybody stays put. 1-2 the count. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider top of the zone at 87, and there's 2 away. Well, now the Shuckers can play the infield back. It's a force everywhere. And it brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. 1-for-4 tonight with the 1, a grand slam. The pitch misses low. Rodriguez blocks it up, and it skitters towards third, and he stares back Rodriguez with a smile on his face. Rodriguez used to be in the Brewers organization. A lot of ties to this Shuckers team. 1-0 the count to Quintero in the top of the ninth. 5-3, the Clingstones lead it. The 1-0. Check swing, and it's fouled back. Count evens 1-1. The Clingstones lead at 5-3. They have not scored since the 4th inning. They got out to a 5-0 lead. Shuckers got 3 runs back in the bottom of the 5th on a 3-RBI double from Eric Brown Jr. And that's been it. This game has really calmed down in the back half. The 1-1. Quintero takes up, and it's 2-1.
Childers spins around and checks towards second. Nobody's covering. Just a look and a good opportunity to reset things. Bases loaded. Two out. Top nine. The pitch misses up and it's 3-1. There's nowhere to put Quintero. The 3-1. Called strike two. Buries a fastball away at 95, right on the outer black. And the count's full. Bases loaded. Everyone will be off. Rodriguez at third, Delay at second, Zabrowski at first. Here comes Childers' pitch, and it's fouled back. We'll do it again. Over 3,000 in attendance on a Saturday night. Childers trying to get this thing to the bottom of the ninth with the Shuckers down by just two. Here's another 3-2. Misses up ball four, and that walks in a run. Fifth RBI of the night for Quintero. Rodriguez scores, Delay to second. Zabrowski took that Delay to third, Zabrowski to second. And the bases are still loaded for the righty Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. And it's 6-3, Queenstones. Kilpatrick 0 for 4 tonight. The pitch misses in, and it's 1-0. Bases loaded with two away. Childers delivers. Rolled first base side foul. Count evens 1-1. Pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers' bullpen starts moving. And it is Tyler Bryant, right-handed arm, who starts getting warm. The 2-1. Called strike on the inner half, and it's 2-2. Bases loaded. The count's at 2-2. Shuckers down 6-3 in the ninth. Here it comes. Chop left side of the infield. Brown dives it short, and it's into left for a base hit. Delay scores. Zabrowski rounds third. Vargas, the throw is by Rodriguez. Hits off the netting. The flex towards first. Quintero stops at third. Kilpatrick to second. It's a two RBI single. And all of a sudden, the Queenstones lead by five. It's 8-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please with Mr. and Mrs. Fleming. Mr. and Mrs. Fleming.
Two runs score on the play.
Please come to guest services. Mr. or Mrs. Fleming, please come to guest services.
And the Queenstones lead at 8-3. That was off the bat at 106. Two RBIs for Kilpatrick. He's up to three on the season. Second and third, two away, and the righty David Fletcher digs in. Now the pitch misses low. Rodriguez blocks it up. The count goes to a ball and no strikes. Bryant continues to warm in the Shuckers' pen. Shuckers hoping they don't need to make a Bruce Arch barbershop call to the bullpen. The 1-0. Is a called strike. And by the way, all calls to the bullpen tonight have been brought to you by Broussard's Barbershop. Go where the pros go. Schedule your next cut, 228-697-3180. The 1-1. Fletcher takes low. Rodriguez blocks it up and counts it 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. He goes fishing on a slider away, and the count's even at 2-2. Fletcher's the eighth man to bat this inning. The 2-2. Fouled back towards the press box. And it's out of play. Hits off the Shucker shop sign. Clingstone's broadcaster Jack Johnson, who today is doing his seventh career Southern League game, almost found himself trying to figure out how to catch a baseball in the visitor's booth. 2-2, the count with two away. Here comes the pitch. Misses away, and the count goes full. It's a slider at 86. First base is open. Kilpatrick at second. Quinteros at third. Childers about to throw his 42nd pitch. It comes home to Fletcher, who swings and misses. Slider low, and then ends the inning. Damage has been done. Three runs, three hits, no errors. Two runners left on. We're 3.5. Shuckers down 8-3 on the Shuckers Radio Network in Cruisin' WGCN.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Ramon Rodriguez leads things off in the bottom of the ninth for the Shuckers. They trail it 8-3 against the Columbus Clingstones. Fifth game of a six-game set. Rodriguez 1-for-3 today. The pitch from Joseph is a slider and a called strike one. Joseph delivers, misses away, and it bounces into Zabrowski's mitt behind the plate. The count evens 1-1. By the way, Joseph came in for Jake McSteen with a runner on and one away. Struck out two. The 1-1 misses away. And the count goes to 2-1. It finalizes the line for McSteen. He goes 2 1/3 scoreless, gives up four hits and strikes out two. The pitch is a called strike, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2. Rodriguez checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count's full. Joseph delivers. Misses low, and it's ball four. Every comeback starts with a base runner.
Here's left hander number four, Jeremy Barnett.
In steps the right-handed hitting Jeremy Vargas. Shuckers down 8-3. One on, nobody out. Last of the night. Joseph delivers. Vargas takes up and in, and it's ball one. Vargas, 1 for 3 tonight. He singled back in the seventh. Now the pitch. It's a slider that misses in, and it's 2-0. And out comes the catcher, Adam Sabrowski. Also brings out pitching coach Mike Steed. Joseph, 25 pitches, just 12 of them have been strikes. Home plate umpire Tyler Hovick is out. He breaks things up. Two and zero the count. The pitch to Vargas, fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1. Vargas pops it up, right field side foul territory. Kilpatrick on a dead sprint makes the catch in the Shuckers' pen, and that retires Vargas for the first out. One out, one on, and in stands Vladimir Restituyo. Bottom nine, Shuckers down by 5. Looking to make some magic happen on a Saturday night. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 96, and Restituyo swings right through it. Restituyo 1 for 2 tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider away, and the count goes to 0-2. Joseph delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider low. Sprowski blocks it up, and that's strike 3. Two out, one on. Bottom of the ninth inning. The last hope is Eric Brown Jr. to try and keep this game going. Shuckers trail it 8-3 with a runner on. Joseph comes set. Now the pitch misses up, and it's ball 1. The 1-0. Called strike on the inner half. Count evens 1-1. The slider at 83 from Joseph, who's been up to on the hill to about 96 with the fastball. The pitch. Check swing on a slider low. He does not go. The count goes to 2-1. Brown has extended his hit streak to 7 straight. It's quietly been a very, very good start for Brown. 1 for 4 tonight with a 3 RBI double. The 2-1. Misses up and in. He ducks out of the way. The count goes to 3-1. That was supposed to be a sweeper, but he lost command of it. Three balls, one strike, 2 away. Shuckers trail it 8-3 in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Brown takes strike 2. Slider on the inner half. And Biloxi's down to their final strike of the night. Rodriguez takes his lead off first. Nobody's holding him on. Now the pitch. Runner off. It's lifted down the left field line and foul into the seats. And the count remains full.
Checkers back tomorrow. Series finale at 105 against the Queenstones. Abdiel Mendoza, the star for the Checkers. Struck out 7 3 2/3 series opener on Tuesday. He goes up against the righty Giancarlos Lara. He gave up a run. A Luis Lara homer in the Checkers home opener on Tuesday. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Slider away. And that ends it. Joseph picks up his first save of the season. Strikes out 4 2 innings of relief. And the Shockers fall to 1-7 to begin the season. Queenstones at 4-3. Checkers fall by an 8-3 count. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Queenstones. For the Checkers, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors. Nate Peterson is tagged with the loss. He falls to 0-2 on the season. Ian Mejia is the winner. He improves to 1-0. Joseph picks up his first save of the year. We'll take a break, come back, wrap everything up. Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score on a Saturday night. Queenstones 8, Checkers 3. Postgame comes your way next on the Checkers Radio Network.
Experience the newest club in town with the Cloud 7 Yacht Club at Keesler Federal Park. Enjoy a reimagined atmosphere with a renovated area on a suite level, including a relocated bar, unique drinks, great views, and more. For more information and to book your group's outing, call me today at 228-233-3465.
It's already been 10 years since the Shuckers came to the coast. Join us all year long at Keesler Federal Park to celebrate our 10th anniversary season. From unique giveaways to special 10th anniversary merchandise at the Shuckers shop, we have it all. Tickets start at just $9. So join the celebration today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate your next birthday Shuckers style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. You'll also receive an exclusive Shuckers birthday gift, video board recognition, and a schooner appearance. For more information, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465 and make sure to ask about our suite upgrades.
Fun-loving seagulls are back for 2025 as the Biloxi Beach Chickens take center stage on Saturday, June 7th, Saturday, July 12th, and Saturday, July 26th. Watch the Shuckers transform into the Beach Chickens with special caps, uniforms, and merchandise available in the Shucker Shop. Tickets start at just $9. Swoop in and grab your tickets and merchandise today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shuckers fall on a Saturday night 8-3 to the Columbus Queenstones. And with that, the Shuckers have started off the season 1-7 to the Queenstones. At 4-3. The Shuckers, 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. The Queenstones, 8 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. The Shuckers leave 7, while the Queenstones leave 9 and are 6-14 with a runner in scoring position. And they draw a season-high 9 walks in this one. Winning pitcher of the night is Ian Mejia. He improves to 1-0 in the season. Gave up 3 runs on 3 hits in 5 innings. Nate Peterson gets the loss. Give a grand slam to Geraldo Quintero in the first inning as he falls to 0-2, 2 2/3 innings, 1 hit. 4 runs, 6 walks, and a strikeout. Ellison Joseph the save. He goes 1 2/3, scoreless innings in relief. 1 walk and 4 strikeouts. He also throws 37 pitches. Time to take a look at tonight's scoring summary. Queenstones got things started off early. 5 walks. Took that 4 walks in the first inning. A double play avoided what would have been a bases loaded walk to bring home a run. Geraldo Quintero, a grand slam to left, made it a 4-0 Queenstones lead. They made it 5-0 in the fourth inning. Cal Conley, a bases loaded RBI single into right, and the Queenstones led it by a 5-0 score. Shuckers, though, fought back 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning on a 3-RBI double all the way to the wall from Eric Brown Jr. That made it 5-3. Shuckers threatened. They brought up the tying run in the sixth, the seventh, and again in the eighth inning, but were not able to get anything home. The Queenstones scored 3 in the ninth. Bases loaded, walk to Quintero. He finishes the night with 5 runs driven in. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. then brought in 2 with an RBI single to left, and that made it 8-3. As that becomes the final score in this one, again, the Shuckers fall to 1-7. The Queenstones improve to 4-3, and they've won 4 of the first 5 games in this 6-game set. Final attendance tonight, 3,178, the largest crowd of the season for the Shuckers today. A real great crowd on the Saturday night where the Shuckers debut the Columbus Queenstones at the ballpark. Again, your final score, Queenstones 8, Shuckers 3. We'll take a break, come back, wrap everything up in the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League, around the Brewers organization. Some big things happening at the big league level with the former Shucker, Chad Patrick. We'll tell you all about that next on the Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN.
If you're in the mood for nostalgia, here's the perfect place. Ice Cream Palace in Long Beach. Load up and come try their shakes, the best in town. And malts at the Ice Cream Palace are made with carnation malted milk. You can't beat the old-fashioned banana split, so beat it to the Ice Cream Palace. For delicious ice cream. Or if you want something new, try the new Tipsy Ice Cream. Downtown at 206 Jeff Davis Avenue behind Camp House Burgers. Come chill with us at the Ice Cream Palace.
A proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This summer, the heat strikes back.
That's hot.
This is hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
This is really hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
And only one team can stop it. Fleur de Lis Heating and Air. With a new location in Gulfport off Pass Road, Fleur de Lis Heating and Air is locally owned and family operated, keeping you comfortable in all seasons. Call the pros at Fleur de Lis Heating and Air, 228-273-4785.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Remember when hometown service meant knowing your name? At Ladner Drugs, it still does. With fast drive-through service, customer medication packaging, and expert compounding, we make getting your prescriptions easy. Need delivery? It's free, just like the good old days. Plus, find unique gifts and decor you won't see anywhere else. 2 locations, Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Ladner Drugs, hometown care the way it should be.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club post-game show. Jim Blake alongside you, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. Final score tonight, the Queenstones defeat the Shuckers by an 8-3 tally. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Queenstones. 3 runs, 8 hits, and 2 errors for the Shuckers. Queenstones over 500 for the first time this season. They are at 4-3, while the Shuckers fall to 1-7. They have lost 3 in a row after Wednesday morning's win against the Queenstones. Winning pitcher tonight's Ian Mejia. He's at 1-0. Nate Peterson, the loss, falls to 0-2. And Ellison Joseph, 4 strikeouts over the final inning and 2/3, gets the save. It's his first of the year. Tidy game as well in front of the season best, 31-78 in the crowd for the Shuckers. The final time, 2 hours and 40 minutes here on a Saturday night. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com.
Pensacola.com. All the offense, Pensacola and Montgomery, 3.5, and actually they've just gone final. The Blue Wahoos improved to 6-2. Montgomery falls to 4-3 as the Blue Wahoos defeat the Biscuits by a 10-5 final. Elsewhere, still in action, top of the ninth, Knoxville leads Rocket City 5-1. Doubleheader in Chattanooga today. Game one, Chattanooga defeats Birmingham 4-1. And in game two, the Barons take down the Lookouts by a 3-2 final. Barons at 4-3, and the Lookouts are at 3-4. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization, also brought to you by Owam Parks and Resort. One game still in action in the organization on the minor league side. The Sounds lead the Memphis Redbirds by a 6-2 score. Ernesto Martinez Jr., a mammoth homer during that one, 435 feet for the 2024 Southern League All-Star, as the Sounds looking to get their seventh win of the season and get over 500. Elsewhere, finals across the minor league side, the Carolina Mudcats work best 7-1 to begin the season. They defeat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 4-3, while in 11, the Quad Cities River Bandits score 4 and walk it off against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers by a 5-4 final. The T-Rats fall to 3-5 to begin their season. They're through six out in Arizona, and the Brewers lead the Arizona Diamondbacks by a 3-0 score. Chant Patrick, what a start. 4 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. Strikes out 3. His season ERA down to a 1.76. And as a starter, he's allowed just one earned run. Final score here, the Shuckers fall by an 8-3 tally to the Columbus Clinkstones. And they'll round out this six-game series tomorrow at 105. The right-handed throwing Abdiel Mendoza makes the start. 3 2/3 innings in his Brewers organizational debut with 7 strikeouts to not allow a run back in the home opener on Tuesday. He goes against Giancarlo Lara, who makes his second start of the week. Lara gave up 1 earned run, 3 runs total in 3 innings with 4 walks in the Shuckers home opener on Tuesday. 105 first pitch. Come out to the ballpark. It's a fun day. Sunday, catching the field after the game, and the Shuckers will round out this home slate at 105. Join us on the radio side. We'll get things cranked up. 12:45 with pregame. 105 first pitch as the Shuckers round out their series against the Clinkstones. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM, I'm Jay McBlake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 12:45.